Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Friday, the 29th of May. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart. Thanks for joining me for the morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, we've had endless chatter about Alan Jones and who'll replace Ben Fordham at 2GB, but there are other important radio markets in this country other than Sydney. Nine's flagship station in Melbourne, 3AW, has its own hosting dilemma looming. The question is, who'll replace John Burns in the top-rating breakfast show Ross and John? For people in Melbourne, this is just as important a question as who was going to replace Alan Jones. 3AW Breakfast has pulled audience shares of over 20 at times, which has made 3AW a very nice little earner for its various owners over the years. In all, Ross Stevenson and John Burns have had Melbourne's number one breakfast show for 145 consecutive surveys. So the selection of the right on-air partner for Ross will be critical. I certainly hope that Nine Radio CEO Tom Malone just doesn't opt for a politically correct choice to fill the slot. He needs to select someone who can let the breakfast team keep firing bullets, not blanks. Nova Chief Executive Cathy O'Connor says everyone's been looking to her leadership team for answers during the COVID-19 pandemic. O'Connor sat down to talk with Ernst & Young's MD, Janelle McMaster, for the Change Happens podcast. She told McMaster that everyone started looking to people at the top for answers when things changed dramatically. O'Connor says they were looking for guidance on things like revenue lines, or even when people were feeling anxious about job security. She says, as a leader, these times have offered great opportunities to lead. Well, after 4 months of doing this daily podcast, I can tell you it's a hard row to hoe. I can only take my hat off to Swartz Media's daily podcast, 7 a.m. Yesterday, 7 a.m. celebrated its first anniversary with an average daily audience of 45,000 Australian listeners. That's 250,000 every week. Hosted by investigative journalist Ruby Jones, the podcast helps listeners start their weekdays well-informed. NRL Nation was back on air last night on 158 radio outlets across NRL Heartland in New South Wales and Queensland. The show is also streamed on nrlnation.com.au, nrl.com, and on the official NRL app. I've previously reported that US conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh has advanced lung cancer, which was diagnosed back in January. He's continued to do his daily syndicated radio show, but he's told the New York Post that recent cancer treatment has been, quote, kicking his ass, and that it may end up taking him off air. Crazy but true, Queensland's first drive-through wedding has been held at a Mexican takeaway in Brisbane and broadcast live on Hit 105 Breakfast with Stav, Abby and Matt. Matt took the couple's breakfast order, Abby, who's a marriage celebrant, married them at Window 1, and Stav served them a wedding breakfast of burritos at Window 2. How romantic. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.